Over the weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, a white police officer entered the backyard of 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson and fatally shot her through her bedroom window. At the time of her death, police officers were responding to a non-emergency welfare check made by Jefferson's neighbor. The police officer, named Aaron Dean, did not announce himself before shooting Jefferson. Her 8-year-old nephew was in the room with his aunt when she was killed. Officer Dean resigned on Monday morning and was subsequently arrested and charged with murder. Earlier this month, just a 40-minute drive from Fort Worth, former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison for entering the home of Botham Jean and shooting him to death in his own living room. Janae Nelson is here to talk about the killing of Tatiana Jefferson and what precedent there is for something that starts as a welfare check to go so wrong. Janae is Associate Director Counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Janae.
Thank you, Tanzina.
Remind us of the specifics of the incident. This started with a non-emergency call. What happened next?
That's correct. Tatiana Jefferson's neighbor noticed that her doors were open at about 2:30 a.m. and that the lights in the house were on. And he thought that that was not typical of her home to be that way. So he called 311 to say that he thought they should come and check just to make sure that his neighbor was okay. So it was very clear by not only him dialing 311 as opposed to 911, but also explaining that this was just atypical behavior and he wanted to make sure she was okay. If you listen to the tape, the dispatcher asks about whether any cars are in the driveway, you know, effectively establishing it that it seems like someone is actually home, but the doors were open, which was a peculiar circumstance. And unfortunately, that very innocent and caring act turned into something fatal and deeply, deeply tragic because of an officer's horrible judgment and presumption of criminality in this neighborhood.
So we keep saying welfare check. How often do we see instances when communities of color ask for help, but they end up becoming victims to law enforcement in the process?
Well, what we do know about the Fort Worth Police Department is this is the 7th civilian shooting since June. If you think about the fact that we are only in October, that concentration of killings is absolutely alarming. They, as far as I know, are not related to wellness checks, but they speak volumes as to the relationship between the Fort Worth Police Department and the community that it is required to serve and protect.
I'm wondering what should a welfare check look like, Janae, because the officers in this case had their guns drawn when they arrived on the scene. They snuck into the backyard. You mentioned earlier the sort of the presumption of criminality. Is that typical when officers enter communities of color? And what is a welfare check supposed to be?
Well, one of the things that is somewhat uncertain in this circumstance is whether this was treated as a wellness check or whether it was being treated as an open structure call. But what we can say is that even if it were treated as an open structure call, meaning that there is a physical structure where access is open and therefore there's a question as to who might be inside, the officers did not have the right to not announce themselves to shoot into the structure. They are specifically prohibited under the policies of the Fort Worth Police Department from doing so. You are never to shoot into a structure unless the officer is under a direct threat. And there was no evidence of that in this circumstance at all. He immediately shot as he was saying, "Put your hands up." Ms. Jefferson had no opportunity to identify herself, no opportunity to know who was lurking in her backyard. And it was really one of the most split-second decisions that I think we've seen in this array of horrible police shootings. And if you cannot be safe in your own home, I have to ask, where is your safe space?
Janae, is this a matter of better training for police? It's something that comes up every time there is an incident, a shooting like this. Or are there other people who would be better suited to make these welfare checks in any community, really?
Well, I think that's a combination of a number of factors. Of course, there should be better training of officers who may find themselves in these situations, even if we have a cadre of individuals who are specifically trained for wellness checks. Police have to interact with the public in myriad ways, and they should be able to do so in ways that are non-threatening, that are not lethal, and that do not presume the criminality of the individuals with whom they interact. So that's one potential solution, but we're really talking about an entire overhaul of how we imagine public safety. The idea that police officers come to a home with guns drawn without checking simply to see what is happening. The fact that there's so much fear and frankly cowardice in the interaction with these communities is deeply concerning. Of course, it would be very helpful if we also had a social structure that enabled ambulance workers or folks who are trained in paramedics to perhaps check on individuals if there's some sort of concerning behavior, as there was here, where the doors were open in the middle of the evening and a neighbor wanted to check, that it should not have been something that a police officer with a gun drawn attended to.
Well, that police officer in question was Aaron Dean. He's the person who shot and killed Jefferson. Since then, he's been arrested and charged with murder. Does his arrest indicate that there could be accountability in this case?
Well, I certainly hope there will be. I think that the swift action here is certainly a positive indication that this is going to be taken very seriously. It's hard to imagine a case more egregious than this one where it would not be. But of course, we've seen some of those, and it's very encouraging to know that he was arrested and charged with murder so quickly. And I think the Fort Worth Police Department has acknowledged that there were very concerning behaviors here, including violations of policy, in addition to trying to describe her and describe the incident through oil on the fire by including images of a firearm. So the misconduct continues, and I'm happy to see that the Fort Worth Police Department at a minimum made this arrest, but this is just the beginning. We have to see this case to fruition. This officer needs to be tried by a jury of his peers, and we need to see justice done on behalf of a Tatiana Jefferson.
This killing comes on the heels of the Amber Geiger case. Officer Geiger was sentenced to 10 years recently for her role in entering an apartment that she assumed was hers and killing Botham Jean, the black resident of that apartment, who was, I think, sitting in his living room watching television. She's since been sentenced, and I'm wondering if the outcome of that case changes the conversation around this one. As I'm sure you know, there are many parallels being drawn between the two incidents.
Well, Amber Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing and disposing of the life of Botham Jean, as you mentioned. One can debate whether that's sufficient justice for that family in that circumstance. What this circumstance with Tatiana Jefferson shows is, again, that even being in the presumed safe space of your own home does not make you immune to police brutality. And that is, I mean, such a profoundly concerning thought in our society. If your safe space is not in your home with your family, then where is it? Where does that leave us? And I think those are questions that we must ask ourselves as we think about rethinking and reimagining public safety and the role of police in our society.
Janae Nelson is the Associate Director Counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.